And then the last thing I want to say, just in terms of setting the stage, if you will, we get asked a lot, and I certainly get asked the question, you know, how has the pandemic affected cybersecurity and certainly ransomware cases? As you'd expect, it has had a negative impact on enterprise, right? In the sense that so many more people working from home, a remote work environment is generally not going to be as secure. It doesn't have to be, but is generally more insecure than certainly on-premise work. And so that plus really just the chaos and the disruption caused by a pandemic has really led to an increase of attack activity across the board, ransomware and otherwise. You know, and it happened very quickly, right? By late March, the number of domain names that were registered with COVID and Corona had gone from 190 to over 70,000. That means that bad guys were setting up fake domains, if you will, you know, COVID something or Corona something, and then using those websites and email addresses to go out and try and perpetuate fraud through phishing and other means on your employees. 4,000 attacks per day, 400% increase in attacks since the start of the pandemic, including significantly a really rapid increase in incidents among small to mid-sized businesses, MBEs. So again, just sort of recapping the trends here, right? Very high volume of attacks, certainly since the pandemic. What I do want to just point out real quickly here, there is some really good data. Verizon does a good DBIR, their breach investigations report, Aon Cyber, which is who I work for. We do a really good report as well. A lot of good data here for you to have generally to inform your risk. What we know really from reporting now is that most common threats relate to phishing and use of stolen credentials, often which lead to ransomware, which we're here to talk about today. User error is a fast-growing cause of breaches. External threat actors causing about 70% of those breaches. A couple more here I want to share with you. Security breaches have increased 67%. I think, frankly, that number is probably even higher now than it was when this was reported. 1.76 billion records were leaked in January 2019 alone. I just call that out as a banner particular month. That was a really hard month in cyber. In most cases, it takes about 6 months to detect a breach. We often get called when an incident is found between 30 and 60 days, but we do often get calls as well when people are say, we just realized we've had a threat or activity going back 6 months or more. And I think that speaks largely to the level of sophistication that some of the bad guys have developed. The number of groups using the destructive malware has gone up at least by 25% since 2018. Again, I think that's probably even higher. That's going to be the threat actor groups. And we're going to talk about some of those today because they are known to us. But that just means there's more bad guys out there that are trying to do bad things to you and your company. And then the global cost of cybercrime, I keep having to adjust this particular stack as it keeps going up, is expected to exceed $6 trillion annually by this year. So the cost now, not just of ransomware, but again, cyber threats globally, is just, I don't know what the word is, tremendous. And so it really, that's why I say, again, it's just such a significant risk for enterprise. And here's just some data about the cost specifically for the US versus the world. 8.19 million is the average cost of a breach here in the US. The world average cost is less than half that at 3.92. And again, the world average per capita cost, that's dollars per record, is about $150 per record exposed. In the US, it's 240 plus. So very expensive to have an incident here in the United States. So what does all this mean as we get to sort of narrow down our focus to ransomware? There are more attacks happening now. There are against a much broader swath of organizations of differing size, big companies, small companies, everybody in between. We certainly see an increasing amount of sophistication with the attacks, which is to say, many of you will recall the quote unquote good old days of the Nigerian Prince email, where, you know, 99 out of 100 people could see that coming a mile away as fraudulent. We just don't see that anymore. Most of the stuff we see, even regular phishing stuff, has a level of sophistication that will put one over on at least one of your employees at some point, which makes it very difficult, of course. And then the result is that higher costs and more serious damage and consequences to consumers and enterprise and the institutions. which again leads me to say to you as we sit here today, I just don't think there's anything higher up on the risk chart when you think about your top risks than this cyber insecurity. So, you know, the question really then, if we narrow this down a little bit, is what should you be concerned about? Which is a question I get often, right? You know, John, of all the things that we're worried about, what's the number one thing? Right now, what I'm telling people is, look, I think there are sort of top three risks. And this is really based on my experience. And you know, so that you know, my experience is probably about 100 incidents plus per year. We go at a pretty good clip. Some of this is nation state, what's called APT or Advanced Persistent Threat. That's the big, big bad stuff. Some of it is run rate, email compromise, business email compromise, BEC, and then of course ransomware. But for me, the top three that I tell people about at the moment are certainly ransomware, which we're going to dive into here. And then of course, business email compromise and third-party incidents. The third-party incidents really is SolarWinds, it's Accelion, it's Mimecast, it's Microsoft Exchange Server, which was last month. That's the business tools that you're all using, which get compromised, and then they lead to a compromise of your environment.